I'm going to be participating in the Home Run Derby this year.
Well, that's great.
I'm so happy. So excited.
From MLB.com, this is the Morning Lineup Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Monaghan. Today is Thursday, July 11th, and in less than 10 minutes, we're going to tell you everything you need to know when talking about baseball today, starting with the eighth and final addition to this year's Home Run Derby. Let's get to it. Heading into Wednesday, we had seven stars set to compete in next Monday's T-Mobile Home Run Derby, but we still needed one more, eight, to complete the field. On Wednesday, we found out who would be number eight when the mic was on Teoscar Hernandez during the third inning of the Phillies' 4-3 win over the Dodgers.
Since I'm being in the big leagues, I always wanted to participate in it. I don't like to do the Home Run Derby if I'm not going to the All-Star game, so.
Well, you're going this year, and you're going to be participating.
Yes, Hernandez will take his 19 home runs to All-Star weekend at Globe Life Field. Teoscar will face off against the Orioles' Gunnar Henderson, Cleveland's Jose Ramirez, Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr., the Braves' Marcelo Ozuna, the Mets' Pete Alonso, Phillies' Alec Boehm, and Texas's hometown favorite Adolis Garcia. That's a combined 154 home runs. That's two more than Ed Sprague hit during his entire career. Remember Ed Sprague? Garcia will likely have the home field advantage, playing in his home ballpark with the crowd behind him. But Bobby Witt could also be a sleeper pick. He's from Texas, he said he studied some videos with Josh Hamilton's epic 2008 Derby, and he's young enough to not get so tired after taking so many swings. But the clear favorite has to be Pete Alonso, who's won it twice and could tie Ken Griffey Jr.'s record with a third victory. And Pete is ready. According to MLB Tonight's Cliff Floyd, he's even learning about the wind tunnels at Globe Life Field. Seriously.
And I was talking just about having fun. He goes, "This ain't fun. I'm here to win. I'm here to work. I know the wind tunnels. I know everything about the stadium." I'm like, "You don't play here. You ain't play here much." He goes, "No, I talked to the grounds crew. I know exactly what's going on. Right center is where I'm going." He has a strategy.
Yep.
He's that dude.
Either way, it'll be a fun event. The home run has been called by former players, quote, "the greatest feeling the universe has to offer." So why not watch a whole night dedicated to them? What's something you've done to make your roommate angry? Maybe you left the toilet seat up. Maybe you left the kitchen stove on. Maybe you ate the paella he and his girlfriend spent all day making after a late night out and left just a spoonful worth for them the next day. I'm not talking about me, of course. I would never do that. But have you ever hit a home run off of them? The Twins' Brooks Lee and the White Sox' Drew Thorpe were roommates at Cal Poly for 2 years and are best friends. You can even see some cute, loving messages back and forth between the two on X. But during the Twins-White Sox doubleheader finale on Wednesday, the two were facing off against one another. Thorpe on the mound, Lee in the batter's box. Staked to a 2-0 lead, Thorpe was cruising into the sixth inning, allowing zero runs. But then, up stepped his roommate Brooks Lee, old Brooksy. And just like I saw that paella that fateful summer night, Lee saw his roommate's cutter and demolished it.
Lee lines one to right field, and it's a home run, splashdown time for Brooks Lee.
A little smirk on the face of Brooks Lee, knowing he got his good buddy.
It was Lee's second career home run and the Twins' 28th straight game with a homer, tying them with the 2023 Braves for the second longest streak in history. Carlos Correa would also homer in the inning, and the Twins would win the game 3-2, splitting the doubleheader. Lee struck out and grounded out in his two other at-bats against Thorpe. Post-game, Lee talked about how special it was for both of them to be playing in the majors against one another. But he also made sure to say on air that he got one over on his friend.
Yeah, it was good. Super special. I've been with him for the past few years, and we were roommates, best friends, and we got a good little group at Cal Poly that played for my dad. So it's just a great experience, and I'm so proud of both of us. I haven't hit a cutter that I missed in the previous at-bats, but, you know, I got him this time.
After the break, one of the best offenses in baseball gets shut down by a rookie? All year long, the Orioles have been one of the best offenses in baseball, scoring runs in bunches and having guys up and down their lineup and even coming up from AAA to deposit balls into the Camden Yards bleachers. But on Wednesday, they did none of that. The Cubs' Shota Imanaga was on the mound and he was dealing.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out.
What a game he has pitched. Six shutout innings against one of the highest powered offensive teams in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's been an outstanding performance by Shota.
The lefty all-star capped off a brilliant first half of the season, striking out six while giving up zero runs over six innings in the Cubs' 4-0 win. He also outdueled Cy Young frontrunner Corbin Burnes, shutting out the O's lineup for just the third time this season. Imanaga got his ERA down below 3 to 2.97 at the break, and is now 8-2 with 98 strikeouts against just 16 walks. The Cubs won their second consecutive series and third straight game, and are now 13-4 when Imanaga is on the mound.
You know, he's kind of run into trouble in the sixth inning, his last couple starts, the second and third there, chance to do it again, and he just bore down, and two great at-bats, two strikeouts, so that was a heck of a way to finish and a heck of a start.
Maybe the best thing about Imanaga? His nicknames. One, from Japan, is the Throwing Philosopher. The second, more recently, is Mike, because Starbucks baristas have trouble pronouncing Shota, so he just tells them to write Mike on the cup. Shota added the second at the end because, well, he just thinks it sounds cool. Here's a quick look at what else went on around the league. As mentioned earlier, the Twins beat the White Sox in Game 2 of their doubleheader. But in Game 1, the White Sox won 3-1, and Michael Kopech closed out the ninth inning with an immaculate inning. The first immaculate inning by a White Sox pitcher in 101 years, when, wait for it, Sloppy Thurston did it in August of 1923. Thurston, whose real name was John, was called Sloppy as a joke because he was always dressed so nice. Here's to you, Sloppy Thurston. The Royals put on an I-70 series sweep, taking both games of a doubleheader against the Cardinals on Wednesday. They scored 14 total runs and won their first road series since late May. It's the first time since 2019 Kansas City has won back-to-back games at Busch Stadium, and they're now half game back of Boston for the final wildcard spot in the AL. Nick Pivetta struck out 8 straight batters between the 3rd and 6th innings to tie Roger Clemens and his own personal record from earlier this year. Still, even that wasn't enough as the A's beat the Red Sox 5-2 behind a 2-for-3 day from birthday boy Lawrence Butler. Framber Valdez struck out 10 in an Astros 9-1 win over the Marlins. Yankees pitching and defense, particularly a clutch Trent Grisham catch, held off the Rays 2-1, and Rhys Hoskins hit a monster home run in a Brewers 9-0 victory over the Pirates. For the rest of last night's scores, head on over to MLB.com. Coming up later this afternoon, a must-watch start from, you guessed it, Paul Skenes. Will Paul Skenes start the All-Star game? Will Paul Skenes start the All-Star game? You've probably heard that question more times than you can count. Well, today against the Brewers, the Pirates' fireballing phenom will make his final start before the Midsummer Classic, a performance that, if it's really good, which it probably will be, could sway the NL manager Torey Lovullo to, well, have Paul Skenes start the All-Star game. Tune in at 2:10 Eastern on MLB.tv to see some 100-mile-an-hour heat, some off-balance splinkers, and anything else Skenes has for us in his last start of what's been a brilliant first half of the season. Afterwards, at 6:05 Eastern, see if the first-place Phillies can sweep the first-place Dodgers on MLB Network. That's all for today's morning lineup. Thanks for listening, and please be sure to give us a rating and a review, share this episode with the baseball lovers in your life, and please enjoy all of the baseball today.